If you haven't tried G2G protein bars, today is the day. Find them in the refrigerated section at Costco, your local grocer, or at G2Gbar.com. Incredible taste and packed with protein. They are perfect for your on-the-go lifestyle. Check them out today.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the biggest name. You're locked into JJ and Alex. With the insight and analysis on the teams you can't live without. Presented by G2G Bars. This is 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
JJ and Alex, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone, live from the Dish Pros in Midvale. Story continues as we have more information today that broke that the Coyotes franchise could be on its way to Utah. And we just explained some of the details of why. Some great reporting today from Frank Saravalli of the Daily Faceoff. And ESPN also has had some information that they shared. And it's exciting. And I know nobody's more excited than our next guest, Jay Stevens of the Utah Puck Report. You're not going to find anybody more passionate about hockey in this market. And, Jay, I cannot imagine how excited you are today about the news that came today. It's getting closer and closer and closer. Jay, what was your reaction to the news you heard today?
I was like, oh, man, let's do this hockey. I'm excited.
I love it.
I was excited. I've been excited about it, obviously, since I've been on the show. I've been hearing more and more rumors. And then, you know, we released, KSL Sports released my kind of inside information that we were going to be interviewing Ryan Smith. And I've been able to talk to him a little bit about some of the stuff that's going on. I don't have all the details. Like, I don't have tons of inside information, but I have probably more than most. And it's just been, man, it's just been a ride.
When you talk about that ride, Jay, how far back, when did you first start hearing the rumors? Because I just kind of wonder, you know, it really feels like it's ramped up this calendar year. I think back to All-Star Game when there was comments about Salt Lake. But how far back did the rumors start churning in your world about, hey, NHL could be coming to Utah?
Well, it goes back a ways because erroneously a reporter said that, yeah, Ryan Smith's trying to buy the Pittsburgh Penguins. And I was like, that's crazy. It's just insane. And then I started thinking, this guy might do it, though. Like, he's got a love of hockey. And, you know, he's talked about playing hockey in his last company. And so I started thinking about it. And that's 4 or 5 years ago. And then when he started kind of mentioning that he was interested, and I think he started doing the math and seeing that it would really work and maybe kind of help revitalize downtown Salt Lake City. And so for the last 3 years, I've been kind of preaching this. And on my show, we talk about it quite a bit. And I talk about it with other NHL players. So, yeah, I'd say it's like 3 years that we've been just believing in this pipe dream that I always just kind of thought we were just telling fibs. You know, I didn't think it would really come true.
Yeah, all signs point. There's just too much smoke here. It makes perfect sense, Jay, how this is all lining up. And I want to get into some of those details with you. But first, I want you to share with our audience what you have coming up with Ryan Smith, with the podcast. And is there anything that you have heard that you feel comfortable sharing or that you can share about what he's shared with you about the situation?
The thing that we have coming up with Ryan is really cool. We're going to get to sit down with him, and I get to interview him 4 or 5 different times. And we're just going to talk about everything hockey. And that's kind of why I posted a while ago on KSL Sports and on Utah Puck Report. We asked, what are your questions? What do you want to know about the NHL coming to Utah? And I'm going to take those questions, and we're going to turn it into a 5-episode series talking to Ryan and what he thinks is going to be the best thing for Utah, why he wants it, how it's going to work. And I think one of the things that if I'm going to say I have inside information on this, the one thing I think he's been crystal clear on is that he was not trying to poach the Coyotes. He went to the NHL and said, hey, however you bring us a team, we'll take it. And he wants that to be clear because he just seems like a guy that cares about everybody. He doesn't want to go out and take other people's jobs. So that's the one thing he kind of made clear to me. He just positioned himself that we're here, bring us a team. We're ready for next year. We're ready in 2 years. We're ready in 5 years. Just whatever you want to do, we'll make it work.
If you haven't tried G2G protein bars, today is the day. Find them in the refrigerated section at Costco, your local grocer, or at G2Gbar.com. Incredible taste and packed with protein. They are perfect for your on-the-go lifestyle. Check them out today.
What gives you confidence, Jay, that the NHL will work in this market?
Well, one thing, the new owner would be, I think just the way he's driven and the vision. If you've ever sat down with him, I talked to the first time I sat down and we had a conversation, I was ready to retire from the fire department and work for that guy full time immediately. He just has so much vision and so much energy, and he just sees things on a clear path that the rest of us don't. And I think to Jazz fans, you know, yeah, they're losing games, but that's because he's got the vision to rebuild and rebuild right and make us successful down the road. And a lot of people can't handle that part. And I think a guy like that is going to make this team successful. You bring it in, and it's going to be just a positive, fun night at you know, in downtown Salt Lake City. And I think they're going to do a lot of cleanup to try and make this city just so that you can come down and enjoy a night out with your family. Get here at 5 o'clock or don't leave work, you know, and go hit some restaurants downtown. And it's just going to be a great experience. I don't know if you guys have ever been to an NHL game, but outside the arena is just as much fun as inside the arena.
Oh, there's an electricity with hockey, NHL hockey in person, that's just unmatched. And imagine having a Stanley Cup playoff game here. Oh, my gosh.
Man.
People here would go nuts. I mean, just that gives me goosebumps thinking about it. So if this happens, if the Coyotes franchise is sold to Ryan and Ashley Smith and the Smith Entertainment Group, what kind of team is Utah inheriting? What do you know about the current Coyotes, their GM, their coach, their roster situation? How quickly could they be competitive?
So it's crazy because they've made good decisions and then they trade their decisions off. They're a team. I was looking at their roster earlier. They've got a lot of, like, you know, Finns and Swedes that are going to love living in Utah, first off. Like, they're going to just feel at home with our mountains. We got really talented players. And then they also have a lot of cap space to bring in some really talented players, we'll get some more marquee players. They've always had solid goaltending. And every time they seem to get solid goaltending, they trade it so that they don't have to pay it when your guy goes from a $450,000 a year goalie to a $4 million goalie, they trade him to somebody that wants to pay that. But they have two of those right now with Nemelka. He's legit. He could be a $4 million goalie. And then they don't have anybody signed on defense for next year, which is pretty exciting. It's just a blank check with a lot of cap space to go out and just redefine the team. I think they were pretty close to being good this year. They were beating really good teams, but they just didn't have the depth to carry it out for 84 games.
Jay, when you say a $4 million goalie, it kind of piques my interest. Like, what's kind of the salary makeup of positions? Because I think a lot of people in this market, they think pro salaries, they think the NBA, where some guys could get up to $50 million a year. Is like, what's kind of the salary makeup of how rosters are constructed in the NHL?
Salary cap is around $85 million right now. I don't know it exactly right now, which I should, but it's only $85 million for the entire team. So that's 22 players. And typically you'll have one or two $8 million guys, a Connor McDavid at maybe $10 million. And then everybody else, you know, league minimum is, I think, $480,000 a year. So it spreads out quite a bit. You don't have the $50 million guy, obviously. Yeah. But you have to have two goalies. You'll have one making $4, $5, $6 million a year, and then the other one's making $100,000 or $500,000 a year, or $1 million a year. It's like what's going on with the Vegas Knights right now. They have a $5 million goalie and they have a $600,000 goalie that's actually carrying all the weight right now. In fact, their better goalie, their $6 million goalie, was a Coyote.
Wow. Last question, Jay, I have for you before we cut you loose. Hockey's not new here. It's been here for 50-plus years. For those of us that are old, we remember the Salt Lake Golden Eagles and the championships and the excitement they had in this community, even before the Jazz got here, and it's continued on. The Utah Grizzlies have been a solid product at the AA hockey level. Fans have showed up for that. They've had some of the best attendance figures in ECHL. You're tapped into this hockey community more than anybody we know. How much fan excitement do you think will build here? How great is the current hockey community, and how fast do you think it could grow around this new product?
The current hockey is the fans here are amazing. And you have those ones that haven't come back out of the woodwork from the Eagles. And let's think back to those days. I remember going to Golden Eagles games, and they were giving us Jazz tickets. And we paid to get into the Golden Eagles, but they were giving us Jazz tickets trying to talk us into going. That really happened.
Wow.
And I think those fans will come back out. You'll get the diehard Grizzlies fans. They're going to come out. And then anybody that happens to watch NHL playoffs is going to be like, hey, and you've got a ton of other people that are relocated too, right, that have their favorite teams. And when those teams come in, they're going to be out. So the fan growth, I think it'll be just like you saw in Vegas, just like you saw in Seattle. They went from having the minorly successful minor league teams or, you know, moderately successful minor league teams to having super successful NHL teams. And there's no reason that wouldn't happen here. The fans are here. Utahns are smart. We get it. We love sports. You know, we love fast action, and it's just going to sink, man. It's going to hook us right in.
I don't have any doubt about that. I think we're all hungry for this. We're excited about this. And I think that people here are going to embrace it, and they're going to embrace it quickly. Jay, thanks so much. We appreciate it. We'll continue to talk with you, and can't wait to hear your series with Ryan Smith. It's going to be amazing.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate it.
All right. That's Jay Stevens, Utah Puck Report. You can find that on KSLSports.com. We got to take a break on JJ and Alex. Up next, Would You Rather, live from the Dish Pros on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Transform your home in one weekend with paint from Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in One offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening, smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save